So when are we gonna?
Hey, test. Hey, I'm not going.
Oh, well, it's okay. Go now. Blue Streak speeds by. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Too fast for the naked eye. Sonic the Hedgehog. I don't have anything to. Sonic, he can really move. Sonic, he's got an attitude. Sonic, he's the fastest thing alive.
There's about a little light on. Hey, Sonic the Hedgehog. Hey, don't doubt what he can do. Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic, he can really move. Sonic, he's got an attitude. Sonic, he's the fastest thing alive.
Hey, welcome to Canada Nothing Podcast number 31. Yes, that was the Sonic the Hedgehog cartoon theme song.
The best Sonic cartoon theme song.
From 1990s?
Yeah. And most of our viewers are too young to really remember that.
Except Justin.
Justin probably remembers that and liked it.
Like we all do.
Because it was based on a video game. And we liked video games.
Let's bust open our drinks.
Today's it's not really a special podcast, but we're video podcasting again as
what
well.
What do you mean it's not a special video podcast?
Oh, this is our Bromance podcast. Yeah. Brought to you by Bromance. Finished season finale on MTV.
Hot Bromance.
Watch it live. In the past.
And to celebrate, what do we have?
Are you? Yeah, you're in. Hey, we're working on framing ourselves in the camera.
Framing ourselves? Am I out of frame?
Yeah.
You don't know that.
That's too bad, because I like to sit like this.
I like to sit like this.
You guys are weird.
Oh, my fortune cookie. We just came from a Chinese restaurant where we stuffed ourselves like usual.
With grease.
With grease. I still
a little too much.
I washed my face a bit and I still feel greasy. Well, I have this hair. My nice thick Italian hair.
Say it in your Italian accent.
My nice thick Italian hair. I'm wearing an Italian belt too.
We love Italian people.
Not gonna show you. So too expensive. You're gonna be shooting at me.
Right?
Huh?
You went to Italy.
Yes.
And like met lots of Italian people.
I met lots of Italian people.
Became one with their culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's open up my fortune and see what it says.
Okay.
Derek, what did your fortune say?
Good health is for you.
Or something like that. It's for you?
Kleenex? I don't want to get this all over. Or can I just use your garbage can?
Yes.
Is that even a garbage can?
I've thrown up in there. I'm just kidding.
No, he's not.
I'm not.
You want the cookies? I'm not hungry.
No.
You want the other one?
Gotta save room, man.
Oh, I forgot. We're also audio podcasting. So for those who don't know what's going on, Chris just ate my fortune cookies.
Yeah.
My fortune says you display the wonderful traits of charm and courtesy.
That's what mine says.
Yeah. Wait, that's what yours said?
I thought you said grace and stuff.
Whatever, it means the same thing.
That's garbage. Throw that out.
In the garbage.
Okay. Welcome to the podcast. Today is November 14th, otherwise known as Valentine's Day, but
February.
For... What did I say?
November.
Today, yes. I thought you were going to do like a Rebecca McCarthy.
I know.
Oh,
this is
February 14th, otherwise known as Valentine's Day. But we're celebrating the romance of bros instead of the regular kind.
Of bros.
See,
of
the,
bros.
The awesome thing about bromance is that it can be with a whole group of people.
So can romance.
But they all have to be guys, right? No,
or
but
bros.
Romance is usually two people.
Well, that's what it's
when
been
to become one. Yeah. What's that song?
I need some love like I never had some love before.
Spice Girls.
Who?
The Spice Girls.
All right.
I got a lot of love. Now I'm back home.
Okay, Chris has got something on his head. Can you show everybody? So I'm going to wear my 3D glasses. But these are the crummy 3D glasses that are just clear.
Got it.
These are real D 3D glasses.
I don't think it's going to stay on.
Viva Piñata! Viva Piñata! Okay! What were we going to... You were going to tell us why this is a special podcast instead of not a special podcast?
Well, you already did because Susan was the romance.
Oh, we have other stuff though. Romance has been going on since we saw The Wrestler. So that's old news.
Just put it back to where it
belongs. It's okay. Put things back where they belong. We also, because we're video podcasting, we decided to video podcast because we also brought some weird stuff for us to eat.
Goodies.
When I asked Chris, when I was confirming with him yesterday, if he's, you know, about the times we're meeting, and I told him, bring some weird foods if you can, if you have anything. And, well, he didn't have anything, but when he came over, me and Chris went over to the local grocery market, and we bought these chips called... Your President's Choice, Rebellos. Rebellos. And they're guacamole and lime flavor. So I don't know. I don't know if those will be good. What do you guys think?
I don't think so.
They're tortilla chips.
Gotta be.
Yeah, these two.
Wait. We gotta test out one thing at a time.
What about... we're not gonna talk about the other chips?
No, that's just regular.
Okay.
Cheesy puffs.
Oh, so we want to do this first?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Let's hit that. Let's
All
hit
right.
That bad boy.
We're going to test out guacamole and lime chips. Derek, you first.
All right. We should all take one in and eat it at the same time.
No, one at a time. Give your your opinions.
I can smell that thing.
Yeah, you have to do it like wine. Smell it first.
Huh. Tastes kind of like the one we had last month.
Yeah, it does actually. Just in tortilla form.
It just tastes like salt and vinegar or something.
Or honey and garlic.
The all dressed.
Nah, it's more limey.
I say it's more tangy.
I don't know what guacamole is supposed to taste like though.
Guacamole is supposed to taste like avocado.
But yeah, they're.
What?
They're okay.
Not as exciting as I thought they might be.
I was kind of hoping they'd be extremely gross.
Well, it's President's Choice. So.
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean?
No end.
That means they taste okay?
They're like, no matter what it is, it just tastes like President's Choice.
I thought low end means it's bad.
No, low end means generic.
So what if we got, like Pringles?
Pringles are good.
So can they taste bad?
Huh?
Can they taste bad?
It varies from person to person.
I don't know what you're getting at.
I'm just saying President's Choice is generic. They're not gonna do anything special to make it good or bad.
Well, no one's gonna go out of their way to make something bad.
Sabertonis.
Sabertonis were good.
No, they weren't.
People in the States look for Sabertonis. Apparently they're peanut flavored or Sabertone peanuts now.
You look like you're staring into my soul.
Can you see my eyes?
Yeah, is that why you're trying to stare at me so much?
No. I don't know what I look like with these on.
Go to a mirror.
There's one right here. Can't really see. Derek has this frame.
Let's get to the drinks, I'm thirsty.
Oh. Yeah, we also decided
at the end.
Don't worry, our podcasts always start off slow.
Oh! What did you do?
Nothing.
This guy, I swear.
It's the energy of having fun with my friends.
Hey.
Look at me, I'm having fun. I'm having fun with Derek. I'm having fun with Chris.
Okay, so we got energy drinks on us. We decided to buy them too.
I've never tried them.
This one is on Soviet Rush.
I've only had Red Bull before.
I guess I'm taking full
and
throttle.
Red Bull is disgusting.
So what do you have, Phil?
I have Rockstar Energy Drink.
Double size.
I don't know if anyone can see that. Whatever, you don't care about it.
Mine's bright so people can see it.
I got full throttle.
You have to
full
go like
throttle.
This, Derek. You have to go like this.
Full throttle. You're not going to stop until you keep on going.
Okay, let's open up these bad boys. Ow.
So badass, Phil.
I don't like the smell of this.
I know.
It smells like lychee.
Smells like Red Bull.
Mine tastes okay.
Tastes like Red Bull.
Whoa. That's like orange and then lychee at the end.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys want to trade?
No, I'm fine.
You guys are just afraid of that. Oh, you indirectly kissed somebody.
Well, fine, whatever. I'll taste it. I don't know if I want it.
All right.
You can taste mine.
Sweet. No, actually, yeah.
Whoa, what is that? That's Red Bull? That's like cherry.
Yeah, yours tastes very different.
Yeah.
I like mine.
I like mine. Well, you kind of have that cherry thing.
All right, Derek's in his own
mine.
World.
Mine's actually pretty good.
Well, we didn't hate ours. We're just curious. So now we're going to have energy, apparently. And you can expect from this point on, the podcast is going to...
alert and...
it's just going to keep getting better and louder and crazier.
And then we'll crash and I'll be passed out on the floor.
By the end of it. If you're watching with your friends or your family... take some bets on who's gonna crash first. I predict Derek.
Oh, why?
Because you just kind of backed it up.
Maybe he talks a big game, but you know when it's showtime.
Yeah, man.
Chicken's out. So you don't crash, you know.
You just stop. I haven't actually drank anything. I just been going like this.
They don't see that.
You pour it down your shirt as you go.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm just sweating, guys. Citrus sweat.
I just have so much energy. It kind of has a weird aftertaste.
Yeah.
If you take too much at one time.
Oh, really? I just taking like small little sips. Okay, I'll try chugging it down.
Chugga, chugga, chugga. Yeah, I don't think you should chug this. But Chris is...
Woo!
Oh my god!
Whoa!
You done?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to savor this throughout the podcast.
Okay, me too.
Ah.
Oh.
Whoa.
Are you feeling full of energy?
My head is like all...
Uh-oh.
Yeah, when I chugged like a big bunch, it kind of made me feel a bit woozy for half a second. Like, whoa. And then I'm okay. I don't know what's happening. Chris just took some Tylenol or something. Before
yeah,
we did this. So, that's like mixing the Pop Rocks and Coke.
Advil isn't like Pop Rocks.
No, but it's... I mean, Pop Rocks and Coke belong together because there's something there that does it.
Oh, I see what you mean.
But this is energy drink and medicine mixing together for the ultimate in explosive flavor.
I'm good.
All right,
good?
See
you're
all
good?
That gas coming up.
The gas of energy.
You're like, stop it.
Peering into your staring at him.
I feel so, you know, embarrassed. Stop it.
Hi. I can't see it as well because there's light reflecting.
Phil doesn't normally stare at us this intensely.
Yeah, if you're just listening, Phil's staring at us right now.
No, I'm staring at the camera.
Now you are. First thing on the topic list.
Oh, let's get to the
romance finale. He told us all about it.
Anyone out there been following Bromance?
No.
Email
the
show
us. Bromance, not our Bromance.
Podcast@countofnothing.com.
Luke won
over Femi. What he did was, he's like, hey guys, I'm going to pick one.
Next topic on the topic list. Black History Month at the Can of Nothing.
Yay.
Today, this month at the Can
at
of
the
Nothing.
Can of Nothing?
At
so Black History Month is right
here,
now
right here
in
the
Canada thing.
Right here, this is where the big stuff is going down for Black History Month.
Where's Obama and stuff, and like Martin Luther King Jr. It's corpse.
Bride.
Corpse bride. Yeah.
Well, he's in Obama's house.
Oh, right. Because he inherited it?
Well, you know how when he comes into the White House and they can redecorate how they want? Yeah, so he said, I want to get this glass case and have the body of my hero, Martin Luther King Jr., put inside it. And when I press the button, I want him to do a dance.
You're not being very respectful to Black history, Phil.
No, I respect him enough to want to see him in my home.
Obama's home.
In Obama's home.
Dancing.
I am Obama. Today, I am Obama. At the Can of Nothing.
So that's Black History Month for you.
What?
That's Black History Month. That's our topic.
Chris, what does Black History Month mean for you?
Doesn't mean anything.
No. Oh. Fans, but... To me, it means a whole month of D.L. Hughley comedy acts.
Who's D.L. Hughley?
Alright, that's lost on
how
you.
How come they don't have, like, what's his name? Eddie Murphy. How come he's not coming out with a movie this month? Or Spike Lee?
I don't know. Yeah, Eddie Murphy should come out with a movie every month.
Every February.
Every February. Kid O'Nash, too. Yeah, all the black stars should come out with one. Samuel Jackson. Samuel Jackson has that Afro Samurai cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that already finished?
Well, is there some movie coming out?
Maybe it came out. They did one series, and then they're doing another.
Oh, okay. Each,
like, the first series of four episodes, and I guess this one's four episodes, too. Each one cost $1 million.
Whoa. Really?
That's what the first one was, anyways.
Wow.
Music from the RZA. So yeah,
that's what they keep advertising. why does it cost $1 million?
The quality. Okay, Sam Jackson's like, what? $75,000? RZA's like, you know, $200,000.
Oh, you're talking about like paying the actors and the
yeah, people. Well, altogether, the production just costs $1 million each.
Wow.
That's a bit too much for the kind of stuff I like to do.
What is the kind of stuff you like to do?
Walking down the beach with my bros, hand in hand.
Femi and Luke.
Man, when he came to meet Femi, who
Femi was like,
Black yo, bro,
History
whatever.
Month. Derek, what does Black History Month mean to you?
Celebrating Black History
Month.
Okay, month. The history of Black
History Month.
History Month. As a tradition in our Black history.
Of months.
I feel funny.
Why?
I feel jittery already.
Really?
Do you feel anything?
Not really.
Oh, I don't feel fine.
How many cans of Coke you drink a day again?
Me?
Or like, weren't you telling us it was how many cans of Coke?
Well, whenever I go to Juice Place, we always get like a 12 pack and it keeps going within like 2 days.
Wow. It could take me 2 days to drink one can of Coke. Because, like, I don't really like the fizziness, first of all, so I sip it, and then I get that feeling in my mouth like my teeth are starting to rot, so I put it down and I leave it, and I put it in the fridge overnight, and then I drink it again for breakfast, or, I don't know, I try to finish it the next day. I guess that goes for, for those in our audio podcast, I'm just zooming up on my face now.
Stare. The look. The stare. Smile. Frown. Grimace.
What is it? How do you grimace?
It's like smiling in pain. Like, ow, yay.
Was that the name of that purple thing from McDonald's?
Yeah. Yes! That's what I think of every time.
You gotta smell like Grimace.
Smell like Grimace. Next on the topic list.
Wow, we're just... Our energy drinks are just making this so barreling great. So full of energy. Just like we anticipated.
No releases.
Yeah, I thought Derek was gonna have his stuff done.
But I need more time.
Was it going to be February or?
It can be, depending on Phil's schedule.
Wow.
Well, you needed what? Like a few lines?
Not a lot of lines.
To
yeah.
record. I recorded my lines for the second one that he's doing.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago.
That's pretty cool. I liked it. I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah.
If you've seen that Tim Burton short film, Vincent, it's like it's in that kind of style, that genre of filmmaking. I don't like it when people say genre.
Genre.
People say genre?
I've heard English people say genre.
Oh, really?
And I like to play in the genre of rock and roll.
That's part of their accent.
But there's ways you
say
words.
They don't say on.
Genre. You say genre.
Genre.
Whoa, is this the comic from...
Stop it! You're getting off. Stop it.
You dropped something out
I don't
of the book.
Care.
From Fan Expo. Yeah. Next on the topic list.
No, talk about your stuff. Your upcoming.
Oh. Well, that is next. Upcoming.
Oh.
Oh!
Whatever.
Did I talk about it last time?
This podcast is
not
terrible.
Really. You're saying secret movies. What?
Well, it's still kind of, well, I talked about it a little already.
On your blog already.
On the blog.
Oh.
About what?
Okay, Derek's going to talk about his stuff that he's doing. I'm going to go tell Chris something that we need to discuss.
Huh?
Chris, come here.
I don't understand.
What's going on?
Chris, just come here.
I'm not sure I know either. Well, anyway.
This is weird.
So they're going out for some private romance. And let's just take a moment to relax and think about life. You know, the other day I saw a butterfly outside and it was so beautiful that I almost cried. And you know, and then you know, the butterflies, you know, and then there's like so many butterflies, and they come and they're like driving my school bus, and it's a battle, and there's the light bulb on the moths, and they come to the light bulb, and then there's like a computer full of different people trying to make amends for the, you know, the war atrocities, the crimes that they committed during the wars. You know, all these people, you know, it's crazy. You just don't know, you know, you don't know.
We're done romancing.
Was it good?
It was unsatisfactory. I don't know where Chris
Where'd
went.
Where'd Chris go?
He just left.
Well, what was it about?
What?
You talked to me like you knew, like I knew what it was.
Oh, I told...
Did he just leave?
Did he? We think Chris went outside. Okay, now Derek and Chris are going off to bromance. I'm just gonna sit here and sip my drink. Yeah, so I thought Derek was gonna have his stuff done. And I was kind of joking about that when I said, I scheduled the podcast for today. And I wrote, well, it might seem early to you, but there's always something that comes up that delays us, which is true. Which is why our most recent podcasts have always come out towards the end of the month. But then I thought he was going to delay it so we can work on this and then release it and then podcast so we can talk about it. But here we are anyways, and it's not done.
It'll be done in a couple weeks.
Sure. I got a lot of other stuff to do.
Depending
no,
on...
No time for hobbies. I have school and education to think about for my future where I'll be earning money. Unlike this stuff, where there's no money to be found.
No money, no respect, no personal fulfillment. It's just complete trash.
Hey, look at this. Look at this. This is like going back to podcast number one.
Hey.
Hey.
Talk about
it's just me and Derek now.
Sports and politics.
I feel like we start to ignore the microphone people.
It's true. Sorry, microphone
Usually,
people.
See, we're talking for our audio people. We're talking into the camera because,
yeah,
you know, people don't want to just look at us staring at a wall or something. They want us to look into their souls and relate to them. But usually when we just record the audio, we're looking into the microphone as if that's our audience. What? I don't know what Derek's looking at.
I don't know.
So did Chris go home?
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, upcoming also, we have, we just decided now to announce that we've been working on some kind of top secret movie stuff.
Oh yeah.
It's been in the works for a really long time. It's kind of why we didn't release a whole lot last year. Because we were just, throughout the summer, we had so much time. So we just worked on these things.
Yeah.
And they're kind of big projects. And because of our track record of always announcing things before they really get started and then they don't really happen or they take way too long to get done. Like the Batman thing.
And would you say this is bigger than Tin Can Alley?
Oh yeah, way bigger than Tin Can Alley.
I think so, too.
Because this is like... It's kind of like it's... One of them is my project, and one of them is Derek's project. And so we're kind of simultaneously...
Okay.
We're kind of simultaneously working on these. What? It's natural. It's only natural. Yeah, so the reason we're announcing it now is because they're kind of getting close to being done.
Yes, finally. I'm so tired of working on them.
Well, one of them's, obviously, if Derek's doing it, it's an animation.
Mm-hmm.
The one I'm doing is a film. And I think this is something people have really been waiting for.
I think so, too.
And that's also why we wanted to keep it a surprise. Because we don't want to tell you and then you go, oh my gosh, it's coming, it's here. And then it's later. Not here. So now, I mean, realistically, yeah, it takes about a year to do this. So about a year has come around now. It's time to announce it. We're still not going to tell you exactly what it is.
But it's coming. It's coming.
Soon.
And it's big.
See, Derek's going to just finish up the stuff he's working on now. I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing.
And then it's all going to come together.
You're going to get what you've been waiting for.
Two big releases, same day.
Same day.
Two.
Hopefully the same day.
I think so.
I think I work faster than Derek.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I don't think so.
I think so. You see how fast my turnaround for podcasts are?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, next day.
And like, Tin Can Alley, next year.
Next year. Yeah, Tin Can Alley took almost a year.
It's true.
For releases, I know last month I said I didn't really want to... I wanted to talk about Just Words during that podcast.
Yeah, but
I think like we didn't really, or they didn't really get a chance to watch it.
Watch it.
Because when we were watching it for the first time here, we were just kind of half watching it. So now that you've had a chance to watch it and take it in, you have any thoughts on that?
I really enjoyed it. I think we should have gotten a better hippo puppet. Even though it's funny that it doesn't move, it's like there's too many shots where it's kind of like,
Looking at it now, there's like one shot where I'm just barely moving it. And it bothers me so much to see that. But that was the best take I had. Because pretty much all of them were just the puppet kind of wobbling a bit. Yeah. And I was surprised that people like it.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess when I was writing it, I figured, I'm being so ambiguous, this is clever. But now... Yeah, people got it. It's about the word it and how it's like we say it, it's everything and it's nothing. And just like now I used it two or three times in one sentence referring to different things.
So don't underestimate the audience.
Yeah. See, like Derek goes, I go, Derek, what are you doing? Derek goes, and I say, what is that, Derek? What are you working on? He goes, oh, it's nothing. Really? It's nothing? Are you sure? Well, it's just a piece of music I'm working on. Oh, I thought you said it was nothing. Now it's music? What is it, really? It can't be two things at once. See, there you go.
Yes, it can.
That's why it's... pulling my hair out! Yeah.
So, do you have anything to say about it? Anything to add?
No, I'm just glad people kind of got it. I'm glad people liked it. As expected, everyone goes, yeah, that mouse was awesome and the way he moves, because you could actually do it with that puppet.
It's a great puppet.
No, there was a, on Vimeo, there was a comment from this actual puppeteer guy.
Uh-huh.
And he says, He says, like, yeah, you know, good job, guys. I've worked with that puppet before, and it's hard to... He's talking about the mouse puppet, and he says, I've worked with that before, and it's pretty difficult to work with, so... Good stuff.
Yes!
Yep.
Folk Manis.
Folk Manis.
F-O-L-K-M-A-N-I-S. If you ever need animal puppets, there you go.
They've got everything except a hippo.
Which is the one thing we needed.
I was looking through their site. I was thinking, you know what? If they have a hippo puppet, maybe we should put this off for a little while and order one of these.
Yeah.
But they have like an ostrich and an alligator and all these things, but no hippo. Come on.
Oh.
Who's Chris? I have no idea.
Chris.
Chris went home.
Chris, come back.
I think I offended him with our bromance thing. It's just too much.
You were too forceful.
Yeah, I want to see what he has to think about just work.
You should call his cell.
Oh. Yeah. You got a phone?
Yeah, but he knows number offhand.
No.
Me neither. You don't get more energy. You just
in our behind the scenes video for Just Words... Right at the very end.
One second.
Yeah. Do you remember at the end when I burped into the mic?
No.
You don't remember? You were filming and...
Oh, yeah.
I was talking, then suddenly I just go like... And then you cut it off.
Yeah.
It kind of didn't catch that. So you just get... If you've seen it, you just get the tail... Or the beginning of... And then it ends. Yeah, in case any of you were wondering what is going on with that ending.
You want to talk about your theme, your end song?
Oh, yeah. Like I said in the last podcast, that when these guys watched it, I had a placeholder for that song at the time, which was Hero by Chad Kruger.
And Joseph Kroger. Scott.
And Joseph Scott. Can't forget about him. And so, yeah, I put in the other song, Just Saying the Words. And that was an interesting one to do because I recorded the vocals first without really knowing what the rest of the song would be. And it was really just kind of sporadic, just this, just words, just saying the words.
Saying the words.
Then I had to add in the drums and the vocals and I had to tweak it all to fit. And it didn't really fit, but it worked
funny.
Pretty well.
It was really funny. Yeah. It was good.
And people seem to like that song too, so that's nice. I kind of wish it was a full song. At least had a proper ending, even if it's only 50-something minutes. But whatever, it's good.
How you doing? How much do you have left?
I think I still have more than half.
I think I have about half. Maybe
I don't know, I don't know, like, how does this really make you feel more energetic?
I don't know, it just, like, pumps you full of stuff.
Because when I was working at Moxie's, right?
Yeah.
Some of the workers bought Red Bulls from the bar.
Uh-huh.
And so once in a while they're like, oh, I'm so tired. And they drink their Red Bull and then they go, yeah, like I'm a muscle man now. And I tried one and it didn't do anything. It was like, I don't know. It's like when people drink Gatorade too. It's apparently, oh, thirst quencher and more energy.
And electrolytes.
I'm still thirsty after I drink Gatorade. Actually, Gatorade kind of makes me feel dehydrated.
Really?
Mm.
That's not good.
Gatorade's not good. Oh. I like Powerade.
Powerade. You always have Gatorade.
That was a long time ago, Derek. That was back That was back in high school.
I don't even know you anymore.
You know, you go to university, higher learning, you think you start to know stuff, and you just move on from kids stuff.
Suddenly you realize Gatorade is for kids, Powerade is for men.
That's right. Men who are... Who are okay with themselves to accept a bromance. Okay, no more bromance.
No more bromance references.
We're not serious about the bromance stuff in case you thought it we were. It's just an insanely strange concept for a TV show.
Chris, the bromance is over. Chris!
Did you go down to look for him?
Yeah.
Is he there?
Yeah.
Oh, what's he doing?
He's reading the comic.
Oh, that's why he wants to finish his comic in peace.
I guess.
Alright, did you talk about anything when we were gone?
Of course.
Alright, I'll find out later. He's gonna get his... He's gonna be done in. Okay, so you talked about Breakfast at Poochie's or whatever that movie's called. I can never remember what it's called.
That's not a bad name, actually. No, I didn't. But that's the film that, you know, we keep bringing up again and again. You know, we were just talking about how it's not good to announce this stuff, but...
But this is, like, the stuff that's not as important.
Yeah, as that other stuff that
like people
is
are,
important.
People aren't really looking forward to this one.
I know. The other stuff, you are. Even though you don't know what it is yet, you are.
Mind freak.
But this one, this is the film that I'm going to direct. You know, Phil's in it. Chris is in it. It's about breakfast. That's all you need to know.
I play Papa Chen, and I'm supposed to be like Patrick Warburton.
Who you may know as Putty in Seinfeld.
Or Joe
or
from
Joe,
Family
from
Guy.
Or the guy in Emperor's New Groove.
Or the principal in Kim Possible.
Right. So that's, you know, we haven't filmed anything yet. We'll be ready to film whenever scheduling comes together, so...
See, it would have been awesome if I actually had a reading week.
Oh, yeah.
And then, for those who don't know, reading week is
spring break.
Our university's March break or spring break, in which I'm actually supposed to be doing work, but
I
know
one does work.
Well, I mean, even though they call it reading week, a lot of professors just say, you know what, I'm going to have things due before reading week so you can relax.
Yeah.
And then some of them might say, well, it's reading week. I mean, you got more time, so I'm going to give you the test after.
I'm going to make sure Chris isn't passed out or something.
Yeah. Sometimes when we leave Chris alone, he just kind of falls asleep.
Chris, are you okay?
We sit there playing video games, and, you know, that stuff can get pretty loud. But he lays down and just passes out, and it's really strange. And he snores too. He snores sometimes. But we just let him be until we have to take him home. Okay, now that they're gone, I'm gonna drink more of my Rockstar energy drink, double size 16. Ugh. And I guess we're not really eating our chips anymore. Because these are just too... They're not bad, but they're too generic. Don't want them. I'd like to apologize in advance for this podcast. It started off slow. And then everyone keeps taking off. Maybe it's my fault, because I took off first with Chris to discuss some important matters. And then it all just kind of fell apart from there. Derek left, came back, and then Derek left again. And hopefully he's coming back with Chris right now. Here he is.
Hi.
No Chris in tow. Is he sleeping?
No, he's just sitting in the basement.
What? Is he mad about something?
What did you say to him when you took him out there?
Nothing.
Were you like, step off, man, step off, stop talking. This is my show. I think you hurt his feelings. I was trying to find my cell phone because
yeah.
I don't have his number. So we could call him.
Why do we call him? He's in your basement.
He's not responding to
That's
regular...
like the lazy person's way of doing things. Even though you're using up a whole lot of energy to look for your cell phone.
I know. Oh, well.
All right, that's it for Canon Nothing stuff. Moving on.
You don't have anything upcoming besides the big thing?
No.
Okay.
That's it. Actually, like...
Oh, hey, you know what we should mention?
What?
Strider. We're on to you.
We're on to you, buddy.
We know what you did. Congratulations. Good work, but...
That's, No, we're not mad.
We're not mad.
We just found it kind of funny.
It was funny.
or not so much funny, but surprising.
Yeah.
So.
Good work.
You'll get yours.
I hear Chris coming back.
Hey.
Hey, Chris. Hey.
We're just telling Strider about his little...
Triumph.
His triumph. Got anything to say to him?
Where did you go?
What do you mean? I was always here.
Oh, right.
We just digitally edited out Chris for a second. He wasn't saying anything. He needed to take a snooze for a while, but he didn't want to look unprofessional on the podcast, so he said, that's why we took off.
You should put in, like, a picture of Chris there while he's gone in the video podcast.
In camera edit.
Yeah, do it.
The thief one. The one that everyone likes.
Yeah.
Head floating.
No, the one where I'm holding the thing, I'm looking back.
Oh, the flower pot. That one's good, too.
Lobby loves that picture.
Exactly, that's why.
She just thinks it looks so weird the way you're holding this and looking back.
It's so hot in here. Mm.
You can open that window.
If you want to... I was going to say something earlier, but I didn't want to make Chris get up. Thanks, Chris.
Did you unlock it?
What time are we at?
I'm supposed to unlock it.
Well, we're at 40 minutes already.
There's one under that, the blind too, further up. Yeah, there you go. Next on the topic list?
No, wait. Chris just came back, so...
What do you mean?
Chris has always just been here now.
Well, Chris, I mean... But we didn't get your input on some stuff. Just quick. Let's just get you caught up a bit. We were talking a bit about Just Words since last time. Uh-huh. You didn't really get to watch it much.
Yeah.
So now that you have, and it's in your system, you got any comments?
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah, seven.
Out of seven?
No, it's just seven.
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 Nine. I greet you to nine.
Before we went for Chinese food, we went to see Coraline.
Coraline.
The movie.
In 3D.
That's why I have my 3D glasses with me.
The front row.
Yeah, we went to this theater that we've been to.
Second run theater.
We've been to it twice before, and both times, it was like completely dead in there. So this time we decide, okay, we'll go there with maybe 5 minutes to spare to see the movie. But the theater's packed. So we go in, we get our tickets, we get our food, and we go into the actual viewing room, the theater, and it's packed there too. So we have to sit in the front. And it's not fun. Because my neck hurts. And halfway through the movie, I just go to sleep. But also because the movie was kind of boring.
Yeah. Animation was really good.
No, see, I can't even comment on that because these stupid 3D glasses made everything blurry.
Oh.
And I don't know, it always felt like there were little splotches here and there.
Oh, really?
Where
my left side felt like there wasn't any 3D in it.
Yeah. Once in a while, I just pulled these down a bit and watched it normally.
Oh.
But then it starts to get blurry, like what they have to do to make it 3D.
Oh.
So, yeah.
From what I saw, I thought it looked really good. But, everything else wasn't so great.
it's not really a long movie, but it feels so long because it's slow.
Not much really happens. Like,
yeah,
it takes too long for things to happen.
There's like a half hour of setup before you finally realize what the plot of this movie is.
Yeah.
Chris?
Hmm?
Seven?
No.
What do you give this? What do you say about Coraline?
I liked it. I liked it. It was good.
Seven.
What's the seven thing?
You said seven before.
When did I say seven?
For Just Words.
No.
Oh,
I
right.
didn't say anything. I just ate my chocolate.
I think the energy drink is getting to Chris's head.
The
energy drink and the Tylenol.
You guys are hallucinating. Like, you said I wasn't here, but I was. I was
right
with
right,
the people.
Right, it's true.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on anymore. Let's continue.
How many G's?
I have it a 4.
I'll give it a 3.
I'll give it
the only thing I didn't like was Dakota Fanning.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, some of the acting was pretty bad.
Yeah.
I liked that some of it was actually kind of creepy. Like, that lady at the end, when she had her cracked face...
Yeah.
She looked like that puppet thing from Saw.
Because we've all seen Saw.
Well, you've never seen the puppet guy?
No.
Jigsaw?
Jigsaw. Yeah. That's what you should have said.
I didn't know his name.
Oh, I was
Jigsaw
talking
from
about
Punisher.
Oh, no. Didn't look like that. Oh. But anyway, yeah, the button eyes was kind of weird, but weird in a good way.
I liked it.
I think I just expected something different from the movie.
I don't know what. Compared to Nightmare Before Christmas, What's so different? Like, plot and setting was the same thing. It was just... The pacing was just all...
Like, judging from...
It was the same story.
No,
it was
I mean, just like, in terms of, like... just about the pacing of the story from Nightmare Before Christmas, more or less the same.
I guess. Nightmare Before Christmas, I like a bit more, but that movie can still bore me sometimes. Like, I don't really like all the songs, so I kind of skip over some of that. But this one, I expected it from just going by the trailers. I thought it was going to be a bit more adventure-y.
Oh, see, you guys saw the trailers. I didn't see the trailers.
Well, the trailers and TV spots.
Well, you saw stuff you expected. I liked it.
Yep, that's it. That's Coraline.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it was just a setup for the trailer to Nine.
Yeah. Nine looks like it's going to be really good.
Because Tim Burton's involved.
And Cahombre Hammerhead? What are those?
And Comba Hammer Hammerbomb.
What's the name of the director?
No.
Ben. Comba Hammerbomb.
Oh.
Coheed and Cambria.
Oh, yeah. That song, it better be like our Ron John movie where that song plays throughout the entire movie. Every time they do something, dun 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 dun.
Whoa. I know that's fine. I was against the light. Phil's like, nah, you need.
Oh no, it's so ugly now. Oh.
Woo.
Is it really hot? You want to switch spots?
No, I'm hot too. Sweating.
Okay, and what do you give Caroline?
Comrade Hammerman.
3.
Yeah, I give it 3. Hey, Coraline ticket stub.
Woo!
I spent $14.50 on a movie I didn't really like in 3D that I thought wasn't really worth it.
Oh,
Chris.
Well, it's not like it was Journey to the Earth 3D.
Yeah,
no.
It's just a special feature, you know.
No, I knew that the 3D was gonna be like that. Like it wasn't gonna constantly be things reaching out at you because it wasn't made as a 3D movie.
Yeah,
it was a movie. Transferred to be
next
3D.
On the topic list. Oh, Ernie's death. R.I.P. Ernie.
Richard Janelle is dead.
Didn't we say this last time?
I don't know.
It after the podcast?
I think that was at dinner.
Yeah, because we toasted Ernie.
Ernie from Power Rangers, the juice bar man, the big guy.
If you remember at the end of our Trash Mission Power Rangers, Ernie
Phil's
shows
favorite
up.
Favorite ending.
That's him. He died recently. Aww. And that's sad.
Well, he's with Zordon now.
But yeah.
Zordon and possibly Alpha too.
And Trini.
And apparently I heard one of the actresses who played Rita is dead. I'm thinking
Jason
the Japanese...
David Frank?
One of the actresses.
Well, see, there was the Japanese actress from the original show.
And then the voice dub.
The voice actress. And then the Americans had their own one too later on. In
the
like
one
second
from the space,
third season.
From the space part? Remember how they had Lord Zedd and that Asian girl dancing? Because Andross destroyed Zordon, so all evil went away. And then they were converted to good people and they started dancing.
Okay, yeah, there was her too, like the good Rita. But there was also, they also had to create their own Rita footage for the American version. So they hired some Asian lady. I'm not sure if it was her, but I'm pretty sure it was a Japanese lady from the original series.
Mm.
She died. Ernie's dead. Trini's dead. Everybody dying.
Oh.
Oh, and speaking of dead people, did you hear about that group this online group who's petitioning to never have a portrayal of the Joker in a Batman film again? To, like, retire the Joker character from films because Heath Ledger's is, like, the ultimate Joker role?
Well, I think more, shouldn't it be more kind of like what it is for Jesus? When people play Jesus, they tend to die or whatever. What's that story? Whoever plays Jesus doesn't have, like, a good career afterwards or something?
The curse of Jesus.
Yeah.
The curse of Jesus.
So they should
That's
just...
a movie right there.
The Mummy 4. The curse of Jesus.
Well, I forgot, but, like, the person who sang for Jesus Christ Superstar, isn't he, like,
oh, I don't dead know. Or whatever? What about Jim Caviezel?
Yeah, he hasn't done anything worthwhile
since then. Oh. So I think they should put a hex on whoever plays the Joker. Not retire, just hex them.
Yeah. Just destroy their career.
But this is just in live action films
yeah.
that they're talking about.
Yeah.
Mark Hamill's still okay.
Yeah, Mark Hamill's safe.
I think he's the only one that's allowed to play Joker.
Yeah.
What happens after he dies? Then no Jokers anymore.
3D Joker. 3D
no
Joker.
More, oh, 3D Joker's different.
He'll be like on the TV talking to Batman.
And video game Jokers too.
But video game Joker is Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
Is it?
Hmm. Yep.
Like in Mortal Kombat versus DC, is it him?
Oh, I don't know about that. But like wherever he's supposed to be like a major character.
Yeah, and their reasoning is like, well, when Michael Jordan retired, they retired the number 23 from the jerseys, so...
But Michael Jordan has a history.
I know, Michael Jordan was, like, awesome.
He broke records. did Heath Ledger break a record for acting in a Batman movie?
For most dying.
How do you... Okay.
I need more drink.
What was I getting... I don't know, I was going to say something, I've forgotten. Alright, Blink-182 is also back together!
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They announced it, I think, during the Grammys or something.
Oh, wow. I thought they were still immature.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are they going to go back to making their, like, high school pop-punk music?
All the small things.
And they spoof everything.
Yeah. But as long as Travis Barker has his health and can play the drums... And stays away from airplanes. He should be fine.
Is he afraid of airplanes?
He's allergic to them.
Yeah. Oh.
See, every time he gets near one, it crashes on top of him.
Oh, I see.
And he gets burns. Okay. Everyone say one thing and nobody else respond to it. That's the theme of this podcast. Talk to yourself. No, did you watch the Grammys?
No.
Nope.
That's the theme of the podcast.
Talk to yourself. Oh, right. I already forgot the theme. I'm sorry. Phil is testing me. Never mind.
No, say it.
That's for the emails. I forgot.
Oh. Okay, next on the topic list. Screw Cafe Press. For those of you who've been wanting those shirts that were broken, you ain't getting them. Oh, Chris is wearing the Arthronomics shirt again.
Sweet.
Awesome.
How often do you wear it? Every day?
3.7926
a week. Sweet. I think.
Why were you saying Screw Cafe Press?
Oh yeah, because we, okay, we printed off. We printed off those. You're full of caffeine, energy drink,
painkillers,
and chocolate, and you ate like a whole bag of popcorn at the movie theater, and now you're eating chips.
You make it sound like I'm fat.
And you ate. No, I'm just saying like you have all this junk in you right now.
Oil.
And you ate chips before we went to see the movie too. What was I saying?
Saying that you eat too many chocolate bars.
No, the shirts. They eat too many chocolate bars. Phil. But no, I don't think so, no.
Nobody will get it. Nobody will
That's get an joke. Old commercial from when we were kids.
It's an old Canadian joke.
Yeah,
we printed off those Trashmation shirts and the subcultured ones, and they turned out really bad. And then for Chris's birth month, we wanted to print out the stylized can shirt. Which we did. And it turned out bad as well.
Yeah.
So that's like 3 out of 6 of the shirts that we have available.
And we're... Yeah. And the subculture ones are messed up.
Yeah. So, I mean...
Bad.
Bad.
You know.
Cafe Press is bad. Don't... I mean, the Classic Can shirts came out well all the time.
Yeah.
As well as apparently the Nala shirt and the Ashby one. So, I mean, still buy those ones if you want them. If you're waiting for those other three, don't.
We might just move over to Spreadshirt.
Stop waiting because they're not coming.
We're not moving to Spreadshirt.
Well, we keep saying we're going to, but
and it may happen. It
doesn't happen. We have like 2 stores at Spreadshirt, 2 accounts or something that we sign up for.
Yeah.
Same with Cafe Press. We sign up for one and we leave it for a long time and forget about it or forget the passwords. So we just sign up again.
So no more Cafe Press.
No. There'll be no more shirt designs for that. What is that?
Uh-oh. I think I know what that was.
Photo of the trash can?
I don't know.
I'm gonna see it anyway later.
Okay.
Chris is out of it.
No, he's still in his chair.
I'm not. I'm standing.
Too much energy drink, Derek.
I'm sorry.
All right. Standing on the top of those. So did you see any other movies?
I saw Waltz with Bashir.
What's Waltz with Bashir?
That's like that animated war documentary.
Do you know what he's talking about?
It's pretty good. That's all I'll say. How about you guys?
I watched... I didn't see anything in theaters. But ever since I got my my HD TVs, I've been rewatching so many old movies that I have already.
What's the best one that you rewatch?
Because it's just fun to see it on a bigger screen now and upscaled and all that. The best one I watched?
Yeah.
Return of the King. That was the first one I watched when I got my HDMI cable. It looks so awesome. It's a good movie too. Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Oh my god.
See, it's been so long since I watched it though, so I could sit there and watch it all. And the fact that it's kind of like seeing it brand new again when you have a big TV.
So you watch it again when you get it on Blu-ray?
Yeah, I will.
All right.
And it's going to be even more awesome. Well, I've been reading the Lord of the Rings books again,
no,
so
don't
I could
steal my monies.
I didn't see that.
Oh. And I just watched the Back to the Future trilogy again, which was cool. I watched Big Fish.
Oh yeah.
I watched TMNT.
Yeah, bro.
I watched The Dark Knight several times.
Yeah, bro.
I watched the Spider-Man movies. I watched the X-Men movies. That's it.
Smeagol.
That's it.
Oh, I'm tired.
I'm bored.
Say something.
I'm bored.
Why are you bored?
I just am.
Oh, Chris is bored. What you been up to, Chris?
Stuff. Yeah.
I think the chemistry is messing with your brain.
Chemistry?
All the mixed stuff.
Ah, it's my headache.
You want another Advil?
No, I already had two. More.
Oh, okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aren't you supposed to take those every 4 hours?
Do I look like I read instructions?
You read like everything on three cans.
I read the ingredients.
That's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you also read, do not take, like, take one or two a day or something.
Picks are never existed.
Well, I don't know if you really took those Advils.
Okay, don't take my word for it, whatever.
Okay, I don't know what's going on now.
I have nothing recommends. What do you recommend, Phil?
This is Derek's podcast now.
I recommend...
I'm Phil. I'm all emo because nobody's talking, so I'm not going to talk anymore. Look at me.
That's not what I said.
Ho-hum, everything's bad for me now. Because I gotta carry the podcast by myself, so I'm just gonna give up and give it to Derek now. Aw, woe is me. And I didn't even like Caroline that much.
Even though I didn't understand half the plot. Didn't understand where the doll came from. Just thought the doll was the freaking mother. Other mother. What's wrong with you?
That's not what I said.
These aren't good for you. Latest movies, none, everything sucks, but maybe Caroline was good. I don't know, looks like it was for kids, just like Nintendo. God, Nintendo, for such kiddie fans. That's kind of mean.
The truth. That's what everyone tells me. Nintendo's for kids.
For kitty fags?
Sure.
I don't like saying the word fags on this podcast, but you're making me say it because...
It was written by... It's the script written by Phil.
our podcasts are completely scripted. Did you know?
This is okay. This is what the hardcore gamer, PS3, Xbox lover fans tell me. They say, this is their logic. If it's for kids, it's stupid.
But you know, what have you been playing? Lego Star Wars.
Hey, that's... I like kid stuff. I watched SpongeBob today.
Did you enjoy it? Did you learn anything today?
Did you learn how to count to 10?
I learned that Squidward.
That's all count stories
that aren't real. Day to day, Philip. Oh, I will censor that.
Oh, man. It's like the last video podcast where we talk about Punisher Warzone. Oh, man.
Sorry.
Almost done.
Me too. Can of Nothing recommends. I recommend Micron pens.
The war is on.
We got these for free from Megan.
Thanks, Megan.
Expo. These are really nice pens and they're really micro-ness.
Was that the pens?
Really small and they're good.
Which one is that? I don't think I have that.
The 0.25 tip archival ink
number one.
What have you used it for?
For drawing ink blurt. Ah. It's good stuff.
Oh, that's the pen. If you like ink blurt, that's it.
So if someone were to get that pen, then they could write ink blurt.
Yeah, that's the magic
one pen. One day that's going to be, you go to Washington, D.C., you go to the Smithsonian, there's going to be a whole section that says Derek's pens used for ink blurt. But that'll be like 100 years from now.
Yeah.
And then, do you draw this in paper?
Yes.
Yeah, they'll have those there too. Laminated binder, you can flip through the original sketches.
All right. So what do you guys recommend?
Lego Star Wars The Complete Saga. But if you can, get it for the Xbox 360.
Why?
It's basically the
you
same...
You don't like your motion controls?
No, it's not worth it. Oh. It's pretty much... It's exactly the same as pressing the button to do the attack.
Oh, it just...
Because obviously it doesn't follow your arms, right?
Oh.
So it's pretty much just like, replace the button with this. With swinging
like
your
Zelda.
Arm.
That's what all of the games...
I know, but it just feels
until
so...
Until Motion Plus.
No. Wii Motion Plus, it'll just be more of a sensor. It's not going to make the game mechanic itself.
Well, it can, like the sword fighting one that they did.
No, but saying for a game like Lego Star Wars, it's not going to make it better. Yeah, it's just still going to be the same.
Like, it won't really update the old games. But this one, like, I've played Zelda, and everyone's going to the washroom. Are you gonna wait in line for the washroom? Okay. Yeah, so, I played Zelda, and when you swing for the sword, it kind of feels okay. But when you play Lego Star Wars on the Wii, and you swing your arm for the lightsaber... It just feels kind of stunted and not as responsive, so I don't like doing that. So if you can get it for the 360, better graphics. I think there's some online thing with it, which the Wii doesn't have. And you don't have to worry about the controls, because it's pretty much the same. There you go, but you might end up spending more, because it costs a bit more on the other consoles. So, I don't know. Buy it cheap online on eBay. No, eBay is expensive for stuff sometimes. Shipping costs. Buy it videogamesplus.ca. That's where I got mine. Discounted to $30 plus $3 shipping. Not bad.
Hey, Derek. What happened? Did you guys break up?
I don't know. I thought he was following you to the washroom.
Oh.
But then you closed the door.
Oh, sorry. Some things you gotta keep to yourself.
Chris, what do you recommend?
I recommend Derek.
Yay, thanks.
For all your hobby store needs. Or whatever.
If you need to buy an HDMI cable, I sell them for like $5.
Real cheap.
Monopress.com!
Mono price. Lotto prize.
Chris, I was thinking, even if Derek doesn't want to do the fan expo thing.
No.
I think we should do
no.
it. Why not?
Derek's like...
I want to do it. I think it's a cool experience. Aw.
I'm only doing it if all three are doing it. It's all or nothing.
Aw. Everything's going even further down the drain. No podcast at Fan Expo.
Oh,
probably.
You don't have to not do the podcast.
No, it won't be the same.
It would be the same.
It would be the same as last year. It would not be the same if we had a booth.
It would have been cooler with the booth.
Let's take someone else's booth and sit there when they go for food.
Oh, the tape's there.
The tape is ending.
Good, so I can act normal now.
Oh, that's so... Whew. Seriously, Phil, man, the light's killing me.
Alright, turn on this one.
What's up, audio people?
Hey, audio people.
Yo, this is your boy, C sharp.
Yo, boy.
And here's your boy, D flat.
Boy, D flat.
I'm gonna bring you something.
Some mega. Oh.
Really? You're not feeling well?
I'm okay.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry.
My head's kind of.
Do you feel weird?
I don't know.
Not necessarily because of the drink, but because like you had a headache before and everything.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like going out on an adventure in Derek's place because no one's here. I always feel restricted because Derek's parents are always here.
Oh.
But now that they're not, and because like
you can go anywhere.
And because Phil like took me outside to talk to me, I was like, hey, I'm not just restricted to going back to Derek's room. I can go wherever I want, and I almost did.
Wow. You went in the basement. In the kitchen. Wait, I mean, you were here. Never mind.
No.
Oh, the audio was still
going? I did leave. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay.
That's just for the audio, for the video people.
Oh. Well, the video just started again.
Oh,
so.
Really?
Oh, but the audio's been going.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, but the audio people
fine.
Know what's going on.
So if you've just been listening to the audio, this time... Oh, is our video? Is it recording?
Is it red
recording?
Thing? Is
the red light?
We have something special to say to our audio people right now, so we're gonna turn off the mic for a second.
Hey, audio people.
So, audio people, you got something special.
You always got it.
Chris was on for you guys. I mean, no, Chris, were you on or off?
Huh?
Was I on the wagon or off the wagon?
On the.
Chris,
on what?
I know. What was I on?
See, usually our video podcast people get the special stuff. They get to see everything. They get to see everything. But this time, our audio people got something special from Chris.
What? Okay, yeah, that's right.
Hey, Video Land.
Well, I don't know. Just...
Hey, Video Land. Okay,
we're gonna turn. Do video people get something exclusive?
Yeah, they get to see us.
Oh, okay.
That's a special thing.
That's true. They get a lot more exclusive material.
Hey, welcome back, video people. If you were just planning on watching the video, too bad. You gotta go. You want to find out what happened? You gotta go listen to the audio now.
Audio.
You know what? This energy drink doesn't give me energy. It gives me gas.
I
keep like burping. It's like. I don't know, it's like drinking pop. It's just, there's no fizz, but it does that.
Yours isn't carbonated?
No, not really, not like Coke, you know?
Oh, mine was.
You can feel it a bit? Well, you didn't let us try yours.
Because it was so delicious.
And we switched our lighting setup.
Just for you, video people.
Just for you, video people, like you care.
Hi.
All right. Chris, you've been playing any games? Well, of course you've been playing games. What have you been playing?
Valkyria Chronicles for PS3.
Dude, it's saved from my podcast. Sorry, bro.
Oh,
right.
If
you want to know what I've been playing.
Do you want to talk about that? Your...
What?
Okay, any other kind of multimedia cool things you've been doing?
I've been...
Been playing some sports with your friends?
That's multimedia?
Multimedia / cool things.
Okay.
Like two-thirds.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
ViralSugar.com.
Oh yeah, it's up now.
There you go.
Oh really?
That's what Chris recommends.
No, I recommend Derek.
I'm gonna check that out later tonight.
I don't know. It's really boring right now. Just don't bother.
Okay.
It's just news. Game announced. Pinto.
I remember what I was going to say earlier. I was going to say something and then everybody took off.
Oh, sorry.
So then I started going like, oh, everybody's gone. And I forgot. Anyway, Derek asked me, so I'm not working on... Oh, gosh. Derek asked me, so I'm not really working on anything aside from, like, the secret projects. And I was going to say, well, not really, but the thing is, Chris asked me to do some music for him, which I'm still kind of working on in my head and throwing some things down for his podcast. And then for that film that Derek was going to direct, The Breakfast at Poochie's, whatever we call it, I don't remember, The Importance of Eating Breakfast, he asked me to do music for that too. So I've been thinking about that, and Derek's brushing his teeth. Derek, that's not good because you could start dripping all over the place. Yeah, so I have the music for Derek's movie to work on, so that's kind of my part of that contribution. Every time I think about it, no, I have like all these ideas for the techno music.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't really put anything down yet, and I can't remember the descriptions for some of the stuff you asked me for, but I remember one of them, you wanted like, oom-pa-pa, oom-pa-pa, mm-hmm. something like that, and I got some ideas. I mean, that's kind of the generic music you usually hear when we do, when we write our own stuff. So, yeah, that's what I'm working on as far as films go right now, aside from the secret stuff. Chris, what are you checking out?
Nobi Nobi Boy.
What's that?
You don't know?
No.
It's a weird game.
Chris is on the laptop right now doing some stuff, checking out Nobi Nobi Boy, and I'm going to find out what that is.
No, you're not.
God of War 3 trailer.
Why are you all up in my grill, guy?
My grill.
It's like off.
Oh, I can't see the topic list now.
Oh, okay. It's can emails, I think.
Oh.
Mammy Mare.
Can emails. Can emails.
Kenny Mail. Kenny Mail. Kenny Mails. Kenny Mails. Maybe energy drinks wasn't a good idea. This is what I think energy drinks do. I think energy drinks zap your energy.
They're energy-taking drinks.
Yes.
Where's your... What is this? Didn't you print out the candy?
Yeah, I printed out the emails this time. And, thank you to, the people who sent us emails.
Well, good luck reading that.
This Whoa. First one...
I'm gonna be over here taking a nap.
All right.
Okay.
This first one is from Chris Y.
Hi, Chris Y.
If you're not comfortable right now, get comfortable. We have, like, a story to tell. Chris says, good morning, citizens of Canada. I hope the weather patterns up there aren't as spasmodic as the ones we have here in San Francisco, in California, in the States. I think I might have said too much. I believe that Canada is so much better than the U.S., no college shootings.
Oh, we get college shootings.
Believe what you want. No converting to digital TV in a way that wastes hundreds of taxpayers' dollars.
We're that too.
We're getting our turn in like 2 years, so the whole world is going to go digital eventually. I think
it's like when the world went to college.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think parts of Europe have already been in digital TV for a long time now. No steroid slurping athletes that have their personal affairs broadcasted on television.
Chris Benoit.
Yeah. I would like to live in Canada. If my cousin won't let me live at her house there, can I live in Derek/Phil's basement? Do we share a basement?
I think it means and or. You know.
So he can live in both your basements.
Or both basements.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You can either live in both of your basements or just one of your basements.
You know, there's like a subway between my basement and your basement. So you can
otherwise known as the Underground Railway.
Yeah, with Harriet Tubman.
Black History Month!
Exactly.
The Can of Nothing!
It all comes together in this... Yeah.
Like Seinfeld does.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. He says, scratch that. Can I live in Bailey's doghouse?
Yeah, he doesn't have a doghouse.
Oh, you're homeless.
He has a blanket on the floor. So you can live there.
Bailey's doghouse is Derek's house.
That's true.
I'll chase away that pesky mailman. No, we like the mailmen.
They don't come to my door.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The thing with wanting to possess something that is not yet in your possession that is that once is it is yours, it doesn't seem that special. That's why people are sometimes afraid of obtaining what they want. They are afraid that its special feeling will wear out.
It's true.
Or at least that's how I see it.
For what? In what purpose is he seeing this?
Well, I think he's getting to it.
Oh.
If one gets into the position where they want something and they get really pumped up about it and face a drop in happiness after a while after they get it, you need an editor for your emails.
This is why we don't get emails anymore.
Well, it messes up your brain. But then how can you resist not trying to get what you want? It's all right. You guys don't have to understand any of this. You'll learn in time, or maybe you already have. This problem has been on my mind since I fell in love with a computer program.
Hey, don't knock.
Whoa!
I'm trying to make it like Star Trek.
The phasers are hitting us.
Yeah, you're in love with a computer program. More specifically, a music voice synthesizer.
Well, that's cool.
I want it so bad, the end. Well, you can surmise the rest of my dilemma from the long, incessant rant about...
Talk box?
That's the first thing I thought about when he said this. I'm not even sure I could use it. I haven't played an instrument in a while. Voice your opinions.
Get it.
Pick up the marimbas.
Celesta.
Sorry if the following questions have already been answered. I haven't listened to your last podcast yet.
Oh.
You should get
maybe
on that.
Yes, by now.
No, not yet.
So, back to business. How is that animation coming, Derek?
Oh, we talked about this already.
Yeah. Will there be another Tin Can Alley ever, or was it a one-time thing?
We already talked about that.
How did the idea come up for it?
We already talked about that.
What are your views on Barack Obama as president?
We already talked about that.
How is Canada governed?
We already talked about that.
What was that hooba juba about Phil playing some Metallica and Soad on some show or something?
We already talked about that.
I want to hear that. You guys talked about it on the ERM 29th podcast.
There were videos, but now they're gone.
You're sorry.
Yeah. You could have seen Phil in concert.
The only gig I've ever played.
Oh.
These guys didn't show up.
But we saw...
Hey, man, 11 o'clock at night in scary Toronto?
I know, man.
Haven't you done worse than that now?
Yeah, now, but not before.
Now to see the wrestler.
But still, man, going to, like, a club with, like, people like music, and it's like, oh, pretentious people. It's not speaking to me. How come it's not like poetry?
There was, most of those acts that played that night weren't that good. My band wasn't that good.
What's that one, the rap group? When I say,
hey,
you say,
hey.
Oh, you told me this.
Yeah,
story.
There was, like, I completely forget what they did now, but there was this big rap group that played.
Were they Asian?
Some of them were Asian, yeah.
Yeah, Asian boys.
Rappers.
Asians.
You know what I remember?
What?
They said, they were talking to the crowd, and they're like, when we say hip, you say hop.
Oh, there you go.
Hip.
Hop.
No,
hip,
there was no
there's
hop.
Nothing.
Just,
I don't remember.
Just hip, and then hip.
Yeah, it was a strange show because it was like all these different acts, and basically the way they get people is that you bring your friends. So some of these people had like 5 friends that were there to watch them. And it was just kind of awkward.
How big was the crowd overall?
5.
5 people.
I mean, by the end, by the time we played, there were quite a few people there.
Like 13?
Yeah.
See, notice how he doesn't respond with the proper answer. He's just like, yeah, you know, a couple people. Because
I don't really know.
Yeah, so like 13.
Sure, yeah, 13.
Like, was it as many people as when we went to see, who are they again? The Dave Stanzik band?
Oh.
At Palladium? Is it bigger than that, or... Smaller.
Yeah, it was bigger than that.
Really? Well, like, really bigger?
No. It's
so like 25.
Yeah.
Okay.
The club isn't that big, honestly. Well, that's it for this email. Here's a conversation. Oh, I'm not reading that conversation.
Okay. Derek,
about ice cream.
Derek,
thanks.
Okay,
thanks, Chris.
Okay, we're going to reenact it. Derek, do you want a cone? Or wait, Derek, can I have a cone, please? An ice cream cone?
Yes.
Oh,
get
thank
it. You.
Go get it. Well, not for real.
I'm just gonna keep waiting until he comes back with my. Oh, thank you. Hey, you're wait welcome. A minute. I asked, how come there's no ice cream on this cone?
I'm sorry.
No, that's what you say. You just asked for an ice cream cone.
You just asked for an ice cream cone.
There you go.
Is that what it was?
Basically.
Thank you, Chris Y. We appreciate the emails you send in every month because you're pretty much like the only one. I have another email here that wasn't really intended for the podcast. It was just sent to me.
Oh, so this is technically we only had one email.
Yeah.
Oh.
But this is kind of interesting. Chris,
again,
did you
with the one email?
You were there when we did the Tin Can Alley commentary, and I don't know if you remember, but at one point I mentioned if anyone can email us with all the stuff that flashed by at the end of the intro.
I don't remember this whatsoever.
Oh, well, I said, like, if you can email us that, a list of all those things, we'll give you a prize. And someone emailed me with all of that.
Oh,
and it's
that's
correct.
What you were talking about.
It's correct. I'm not entirely sure who this was from. I think it is Mizu Sajit from our forums, but just hit us back with your address. We're going to send you some prizes. For real. The first one. A crowd of kids watching some guy on the ground while you and Derek fight. You are wielding the almighty broom.
You're that's fighting right. Derek? Why?
You have to see.
But why would you fight Derek?
We just got into a bad Rush argument match. That day.
Why did you...
Steel cage.
I said chocolate, he said vanilla.
I said chocolate.
Oh, don't start. Number two, the two of you standing heroically in front of several Asian people and some whites, George Bush and a black guy on the left. That's right.
Where was that one from?
That was, remember that picture we found with, it was like all these world leaders wearing those robes?
Yeah.
The cow plays a violin in front of the brick wall. Number four, Derek looks into the camera in front of a crowd of people. That was actually when we went to see Santa Claus at the mall. Hanban in front of the curtains from the lost interview that we said we filmed for the Tin Can Alley. Number six, you both flail your arms in front of the green screen with nothing being chroma keyed out. And that was from our very first green screen test.
What?
You, the paper. No, you went like, yeah, there you go.
That was nice.
Number seven, Derek makes a strange face into the camera in front of the classic Tin Can Alley background.
Classic is known as the classic Tin Can Alley.
Oh, yeah.
It's been in one thing and it's so recent now it's classic. Okay, thanks. Batman. It was a
double GIP.
Snoop Dogg. Yeah, that Batman thing was we were re-recording my was the Hamburglar movie that I did. That's in the in the Oblivion bin, and that's one shot from the only shot that's remaining of that movie.
I had to go to the washroom again.
Number nine, Derek waving from the driveway from the opening of Eating Things with Derek. Number 10, it's the Bagman guy from Bag Milk. 11, a very blurry picture of dragonflies or hummingbirds or something on TV. That's actually from when we saw Santa at the mall again, and I was just zooming in on someone's camera. Star Wars South Park style.
Yep.
That was...
Star Wars South Park style.
Do you remember this thing called Park Wars?
No.
Oh, it was these two guys who were recreating in the entire movie of Episode 1 with South Park characters. But then George Lucas found out about it, or Lucasfilm, and they made them stop using it. Because apparently they were using all the music exactly as it was in the film. So they said, stop doing this. And all they did was release trailers after that. And a music video. And it was so disappointing because I was really looking forward to seeing that movie. Number 13. You zooming past the camera in front of Derek. The Power Rangers are watching from the background. Number 14. Halo. And that was actually a clip from Red vs. Blue.
You still watch that?
No. That finished a long time ago.
Right, but what about... Do they still do the
Machinima? Yeah. They've done some different games. And I think they still do a bit of Halo once in a while. But yeah,
I'm
not
surprised. I actually thought they just keep rolling with that.
I'm not so interested in that anymore. Mm. It kind of stopped being funny after a while. They added too much story to it.
Really?
It used to be just kind of slapstick humor, making fun of the way Halo is and all that.
But now it's gone to like politics, like South Park?
I don't know. Like, they started adding this huge convoluted storyline with time travel and this and that.
What? Wow.
Okay.
I thought it was just about people playing Halo.
Yeah. Number 15, Santa waves at someone. Again, that's from when we saw Santa at the mall. And number 16, Dr. Octopus ponders the consumption of Gatorade, which is from our Gatorade bottle flipping. Thank you. That was correct. I'll email you back if you don't email us back soon, and we'll get your address. We'll send you some cool stuff.
Like what?
Well, we're still thinking of it. We have some of those busted up subcultured shirts left, so you might get one of those. Maybe something signed. I don't know. Whatever we can find. Oh, and speaking of contests, if you've seen in our forums for Just Words, the thread there, I posted another mini contest, just unannounced. Whoever can count how many times the word it and its variations are said in the movie.
How can you have an it variation?
Like it's.
Oh, okay.
So, count how many of those there are. Shows up, said. If you can tell me, maybe you'll win something too.
All right.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm sorry.
We still got one more podcast the weekend of the 7th, 13th to set 15.
You think that's through? Just wait and see us thinking.
I told them about that earlier when you guys all left. I explained about podcast scheduling and you got the inside scoop.
Because it's so difficult to schedule.
Schedule podcast.
No, but like usually, like I said, that something comes up that delays it somehow, and that's why the last few podcasts have been late in the month. And this time we're kind of back to the middle of the month, which is nice. Nice. Yep. And, that's pretty much it. The podcast was, you know,
lackluster.
Lackluster, yeah. But you know, it becomes slightly more, like 5% more interesting if you're watching the video, because you get a video. You get to watch us in all our moodiness today. And, you know, you wanna put a song to end this all? Wanna end this? How much time have we been going here? What?
20.
Oh yeah, we were at when we went to the Chinese restaurant to eat, there was a wedding going on.
No. There was a wedding or a cult meeting going on.
Yeah, and they started singing this song.
And it goes a little something like
this. I can't remember what it goes like now.
La.
Oh no, wait.
La. La 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 la. And it goes like dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun.
La 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 la